If children are our future and you're interested in where we're going, you'll want to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. E.M. Cavitak, Lori Prox, and Megan Bauman sat down with the seniors graduating from Valdez High to find out their plans, aspirations, and their advice for younger kids.
This is E.M. Cavitak of KVAK Radio with a Senior Spotlight student, and our first one is Gabby Franklin. So, Gabby, the big question is, since you're graduating, what are you doing after you graduate high school?
I will be attending Northern Michigan University to study music education.
So what made you choose that school?
I have a lot of family in that area, and I will be having two cousins that attend there, so I won't be going completely alone. So, yeah.
All right, and as far as your studies go, what directed you to that path?
I really enjoy music, and I really love learning about it. And I want to show other people what music can do for you, and I want to teach them what I know, just pass it on, and hopefully it's a never-ending cycle.
With teaching, does that mean you're hoping to become a music teacher later in life?
Yes.
All right. Is there anywhere you would specifically want to teach later in life after you're done studying?
I really hope I make my way back to Alaska because I really like how music is set up here. So I'm really used to it.
Now, looking back at your 4 years throughout high school, what would you say were your most memorable moments?
Probably my sophomore year when I was hanging out with Connor and Mickey Raditich, and we decided it would be funny to shoot flaming arrows into a target that was set on the river. And the arrows had gasoline on them, so we ended up setting the river on fire. It was pretty frantic, and we tried putting out the fire with the river, but the river had gasoline in it. It just wasn't working.
Well, you're graduating, so do you have any advice for underclassmen coming up who can't wait to be a senior like yourself?
Don't wait to do things, seriously. I am a master procrastinator, and that was my biggest flaw. If you just get everything done, it's the best feeling ever, so.
This is Megan Bauman with KVAK Radio, and I'm here with one of the 2017 VHS seniors, Miss Caitlin Sodergren. So, big question, Caitlin. How are you feeling about graduation?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm really excited. It's gone by really fast this last year, but I'm excited for it.
So, do you have any plans yet for what you're going to do after graduation?
I'm going to Maine, and I'll be attending the University of Southern Maine and getting a degree in nursing.
What made you choose that university?
I have a lot of family from Maine, and it's my favorite place to go, and I've always wanted to go live there, basically, so I'm excited.
What's one of the biggest things that you're going to miss about high school?
I like having a small school because everybody knows everybody, and I'm going to miss all the, probably like the closeness of everyone and all my friends.
Who would you say are some of the biggest influences that have helped you as you've been going through school?
Definitely all the teachers here. They all try their best to get everybody to succeed, and they've helped out a lot. And our guidance counselor, Mr. Williams, has helped a lot with making these decisions and getting me on the right path.
If you could give any advice to some of the students coming up after you, what would it be?
Don't procrastinate. I was really bad at procrastinating, and it doesn't work too well. You always have to cram, and you don't get as good of a grade if you did it on time. So don't procrastinate.
Thanks to our sponsors of Senior Spotlight: Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Harris Sand and Gravel, Haltman's Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.